Today marks 1 year since Hamas launched an attack on Israel. Linda Gradstein is joining us live this morning from Jerusalem. I know there are remembrances that are happening there. How has life changed, Linda? I would imagine that no one thought that this would be going on for this long.
Oh, very much so. I mean, there's this feeling of incredible sadness and heaviness. Israel's a very small country, so with fewer than 10 million people in the whole country. So everybody knows somebody who either was killed on October 7th, wounded on October 7th, or has been fighting since that time. Israel at the very beginning called up 300,000 reserves and now is calling up more reserves to fight in Lebanon. So there's this feeling that nobody thought it would continue to be going on like that. A lot of people talk about being stuck on October 7th of last year. And a lot of people say that they don't have trust that the government and the army can protect them. And so they're walking around with a feeling of insecurity and sadness at what they've lost. And it's just a very heavy kind of feeling and sad feeling in the country.
How is that being balanced, remembering the attack a year ago, but it's hard to talk about something as if it's in the past tense when really ever since that day, they've been in the middle of this ongoing war?
Yes, although I think that people feel that it's very important. They want their loved ones to be remembered. There was a big ceremony at 6:29 in the morning, which is when the Hamas attack started a year ago, and it was at the site of the music festival, the Nova Festival, which has become this very kind of impromptu memorial site where families have set up photos of their loved ones and little sort of tiny rock gardens, and they come there a lot. And thousands of people came, and right before 6:29, they played the last track of music that had been playing at the festival. And then at 6:29, they cut off the music. In Jerusalem, they marched, families of the hostages marched towards the home of the prime minister and sounded a siren for 2 minutes, which is what Israel does on other kinds of memorial days. So throughout the country, there have been all kinds of both public and private memorials, as well, as continuing rocket fire. There was rocket fire from Gaza on Tel Aviv, which is something that hasn't happened for a while. There was rocket fire from Lebanon, dozens of rockets fired at northern Israel, which is something that has been much more frequent in the past 2 weeks. I agree with you, it's kind of mixing this memorial and the war that Israelis are still fighting.
Linda, thank you for the time this morning. Linda Gradstein joining us live from Jerusalem.